Tantor Audio presents The Future of the Gun by Frank Miniter, narrated by John Pruden. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Concord Hymn. Introduction. American Guns, Freedom's Tool. Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look upon the act depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. Mohandas Gandhi, an autobiography. In a way, the future of gun ownership in America is about what happens to Mike Kay. He grew up in an inner city without a father, joined a gang, stole cars, had a felony conviction at 18, and odds are should have been incarcerated or shot dead by 21. He's a linebacker-sized black man whose first experiences with guns were with illegal semi-automatic handguns tucked into pants and stuffed into puffy jackets. Yet it was guns that eventually saved him from all the bad stuff. We met so he could tell me his story. We're seated in little plastic chairs made for middle school students. There is a small wood school desk between us. Mike is now in his mid-30s and drives a truck to pay the bills. He has tattoos on his arms of his three children's names. Two of the names are in the shape of a crucifix on his left forearm, and the third is on his right bicep. The two making the cross are wrapped in ivy, his wife's name. He can't own a gun because of his youthful felony conviction.